the Public News Service Doe Newscast, April the 22nd, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump said Monday he stood behind U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth after reports that he shared details of a March attack on Yemen's Houthis in a message group that included his wife, brother, and personal lawyer. That for Reuters. The report, the revelations that Hegseth used the unclassified messaging system Signal to share highly sensitive security details for the second time, come at an uncertain moment for him and the Pentagon, where senior officials were ousted last week as part of an internal leak investigation. The White House spokesperson denied a National Public Radio report that the Trump administration had begun searching for a new defense secretary. Next, two coal plants in Arkansas have received an exemption from the Trump administration and will have two additional years to comply with updated clean air regulations.
As part of an amendment to the Clean Air Act, former President Joe Biden required that additional limits on mercury, lead, arsenic, and other toxins be in place by 2027. President Donald Trump has given 68 coal plants an additional 2 years to comply. Sierra Club attorney Tony Mendoza says while Trump is within his constitutional rights, the move is perplexing.
The president is allowed to extend compliance for 2 years if he finds that the technology to reduce the emissions is not available and there's a national security interest. I don't think allowing these Arkansas plants to emit more mercury into the air is a national security concern.
The exemptions come on the heels of a Trump executive order to boost coal production. The two Arkansas locations are the White Bluff plant between Little Rock and Pine Bluff and the Plum Point plant in northeast Arkansas. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
Next to Oregon, where the pollen season is starting earlier and lasting longer thanks to climate change, with research showing that airborne pollen levels increased 20% in the last 30 years.
Dr. Shyam Joshi with OHSU says right now Oregon is in tree pollen season, with grass pollen season right around the corner. He explains the grass seed production in the Willamette Valley means Oregon has unusually high levels of grass pollen. About 1 in 5 children suffer from seasonal allergies, and Joshi says it is important to take them seriously.
We often brush off allergies as, oh, it's just allergies, but it can really cause issues with learning, even in the classroom. We see kids' grades drop off because they're so preoccupied with their itchy nose or itchy eyes.
Joshi adds, if you or your child is allergic to pollen, keep the windows closed while driving or inside and use air purifiers in the house to remove any pollen that's gotten in. He says medications like antihistamine nasal sprays, tablets, or liquids are helpful. I'm Isabel Charlet.
This is Public News Service. And a new report shows Montana receives a larger share of federal funding than the national average, and the impacts of continued cuts could be dramatic.
For every dollar Montana contributes in federal taxes, the state receives $1.40 in return, according to the Montana Nonprofit Association report. In 2024, that totaled over $14 billion disbursed. That number is tracking down for 2025 as President Donald Trump and Elon Musk make more cuts in the name of government efficiency. Adam Jesperson with the Montana Nonprofit Association warns even micro reductions would have dramatic impacts.
We're all for eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse, but those conversations need to be had with care, with planful action, and with communication around the what and the why and the how.
Federal funds reach Montanans through federal jobs, nonprofits, social programs, and state and local government revenue, as well as the services they provide. Those include aid to schools, farms, housing, infrastructure, healthcare, and more. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Next to Indiana, where a nonprofit tasked with protecting domestic violence survivors now faces a backlash from former staff who say it harmed the black women it claimed to support.
Nisha Neal joined the Domestic Violence Prevention Network in 2021 to help other survivors. She said the group used her identity to attract donors, paid her less than her predecessor, and dismissed her concerns. Neal said she resigned in 2022 after the director suggested serving fried chicken at a Thanksgiving event in a black neighborhood.
Hearing that, it was just like, this is the last straw.
Neal filed a federal discrimination complaint months later, calling her time with the group damaging and dehumanizing. The network's board president said an investigation found no illegal activity. This story was produced with original reporting from Mary Claire Malloy for Mirror Indy. I'm Joe O'Leary, Public News Service.
Finally, April is National Native Plant Month, an observance at the core of South Dakota's identity.
South Dakota's prairies often conjure up images of species like tallgrass, which have deep roots that are good at absorbing water. But some varieties haven't fared as well due to different types of land use. The World Wildlife Fund says only 53% of the Great Plains region's grassland remains intact. Drew Anderson operates a farm near Lemon where he conserves native plants. He says every little bit helps, and they don't have to just grow in rural settings.
There's just a growing appreciation for the native grasslands that are making their way into urban areas. People are using big blue stem in front of commercial buildings and places like that.
In a survey commissioned by the group, there was broad bipartisan support among voters to prioritize effective grassland management. I'm Mike Moen.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.